FM News 101 KXL, Oregon's station of record.
And we're back at 4:35 here on a Sunday afternoon. Glad you could join us on Business Briefing. I'm Brian Bushlack. We're joined by Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. He is our select executive this weekend here on Business Briefing. And Joe, I want to talk to you about these events. You know, we did the Apartment Insider Report, hugely successful. And as kind of an offshoot of that, you've launched a new series. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, we had great success with that Apartment Insider Report, and that's semi-annual, but we weren't reaching out to the investors as frequently as I thought we should be doing. So we created an Apartment Investor Series. And what that is, it's a monthly event, 1 hour long, one topic, and we focus on one specific area of that topic to help the investors. So we're on our third month now for this. We get a range of anywhere from 20 to 40 people, which, again, it's a smaller venue, and we do it every month. The first one we did was how to maximize your selling price.
Okay.
Okay. The one we did last month was maximizing your return on the investment, you know, for the buyers. And the one we're doing actually in a couple of weeks here, September 29th, is how to maximize your apartment financing. Okay. And these are all based around, you know, seven absolutely critical things to do prior to these topics. So that first one was, you know, seven absolutely critical things to do prior to selling, what to do with your building prior to selling. And it was a huge turnout. The second one we did was, you know, the same thing, but for buyers, seven absolutely critical things to do before you buy an apartment building, which ties into a lot of the brokerage side with what the buyer should be doing and what they should be getting from their brokerage firms. And then, you know, the one we're doing in a couple of weeks is really the seven absolutely critical things to do prior to financing an apartment building.
Now, are you bringing in Mark Pierce for that one?
No, okay. This is all by us.
Okay.
Bernard Garrett, principal broker, co-founder of the company from years ago, he's actually active in this as well. And so we present a real easy format. Again, it's really interactive, too. So it's different from our Apartment Insider Report. This is more of a smaller roundtable. We get, again, 20 to 40 people, overhead PowerPoint presentation, and it's interactive. So if people have questions right throughout it, we get some good exchange going between investors as well as questions to us.
Gotcha. That's great. Well, the next one coming up on September 29th. So if you'd like to register, if you're interested, it doesn't matter if you are a first-time buyer of investment property in the multifamily market, or if you're a seasoned veteran. Folks at Joseph Bernard work with everybody. Go to their website, josephbernard.net, to register, or call 503-546-9390. Again, the event coming up on September 29th. It'll fill up fast, too, so be sure and log in and get registered for that event. And don't forget, friendly reminder, the Apartment Insider Report, the big one, the next one, coming up in December. We'll talk more about that as we lead up to that later on this year. I mean, December will be here before we know it, less than 3 months away. But the big one right now is September 29th. And these events, I think what's great about it is from an informational standpoint, you're providing, and I'm not just blowing smoke here, Joe, because we're friends, but I mean, you definitely are providing a nice service for people, and you're not necessarily expecting anything in return. You're just trying to provide good information, right?
Correct. You know, when we put these series on, it's really, we focus on three pillars of the company: professionalism, integrity, and service. And we get a lot of clients that come to this that have done business with us. And we also get clients that haven't done business with us. And maybe we will or we won't. It doesn't matter. We're here to provide good information, factual data to the apartment investor. And like you said, it doesn't matter if you're looking to buy or you currently own, you know, a dozen buildings. There's always good information that we try to provide to help that investor, because we believe that, you know, with helping the investor, we help the market. If we help the market, everybody wins. And so I saw that in the marketplace, there wasn't really this sense of, you know, help everybody attitude.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we do. I mean, we work with every broker in town. We work with, you know, as many clients as we can. And if clients want to work with someone else, we honor that. But what we have is, because it's a relationship business and there's some relationships that are already in place with other people, but, you know, learn from us, we'll help you. So with this series that we started, it really is critical items that people should be doing before they do anything in the apartment market. And we're going to continue this on a monthly basis. We have, you know, 10 more topics lined up, and it's really been well received. In fact, we get new people every time, and it's kind of a leading up to our Apartment Insider Report, which, you know, you're well aware of.
You know what I'd like to touch on, too, for those of you just joining us, you're listening to Business Briefing here on FM News 101 KXL. As we move through the 4 o'clock hour here on a Sunday afternoon, we're joined by Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Next event coming up September 29th. You can call 503-546-9390 to register or go to their website, josephbernard.net, as well. You know, the proof's in the pudding, as they say. You've closed over a third of the transactions in the market this year. I think what our listeners like to hear about are some of these transactions that you're closing and the scenarios and what people are doing out there. Would you mind sharing a few of your recent transactions with us, Joe?
Sure, sure. We've closed about 32 transactions year to date, and we have about 10 pending right now.
Okay.
And, you know, again, the market's picking up, but most of the market itself here in Portland is anywhere from 10 units to 100 units. You know, sure, there's plenty of 300-400 units, but those don't transact as often as
sure.
the bulk of the business. And so your typical investor owns one of those buildings between 10 and 100 units. And so what's going on out there is people are moving equity, and first-time buyers are coming in. Now, the capital that you need to get in is, you know, a few hundred thousand or more to get in. You got to have about 25 to 30% down of the sale price. So that's going to limit a few of the new investors unless you have, you know, a good nest egg of funds or transfer from something else. But, you know, you're looking at anything from, you know, a 70s-built building to, you know, some newer construction that's being transacted right now. We just closed on a building down in Westland, 18 units.
Hmm.
It was built in the late 70s, but incredible condition. You know, pride of ownership building. And the gentleman that had it for 20-some years, and it was time to move on. And so we had an out-of-state investor purchase it who's going to be running it from afar but has professional management. And it was a perfect fit for him. It was 18 units, mostly two bedrooms, a few three bedrooms, tucked downtown West Lynn, right there on a side street. Full occupancy, great history. Rents have always been improving. And the building itself was in really good quality. There has been a lot of upgrades to it. So that's more of a premium building, you know, great neighborhood, great building, good tenants. We've also transacted a building recently over on 124th and Gleason, you know, northeast, right near Multnomah County Sheriff's Department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit rougher building, you know, not the best part of town, but not bad. It was 38 units. And, you know, you have good tenants, and it's just a different animal. You have to manage it differently. You have a little bit more of you know, not say issues or risk to the building, but you really got to weed out some good and bad tenants when you're in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little bit lower rent than the core. And, you know, again, good people, good solid renters. But that transacted about a month ago. And we still, again, we have 10 pending right now that I'd rather not talk about. But some of our closed transactions, they're all on our website if anybody wanted to see what we've been recently doing. And we put full data on all these properties. So not only can you see the property, you can see the financials, you can see a lot of the pictures, what kind of quality the buildings are, and you can really see what we've been doing in the last, you know, few years.
And everything that goes into purchasing one of these properties, that's, we'll have to save that for another show because there's so much to talk about there. But in general, it's such a different animal than the residential market. You know, even the duplex type of stuff, such a different animal because you're looking at cash flow. You're looking at a lot of other things, aren't you?
You are. It really has a specialty in working in this industry. Again, there's a lot of people buying buildings and a lot of people transacting. You know, just this year, I mean, there was 40 transactions done on top of our 30-some transactions. So 70-some transactions were done by multifamily brokers. However, there's, you know, another 45 properties that transacted with someone that's not a specialty of multifamily. And those are the ones that I find a year out, 2 years out, where I talk to that client, I find out what they did, you know, when they purchased, and they purchased the wrong building,
not
they
happy.
Paid the wrong price.
Yeah.
And so not to say that all brokers are bad, but if you're in the multifamily, you're in the apartments, you should be working with a multifamily broker because, as you stated, there are so many moving parts of the transaction. And more importantly, it's the resources you have, the data to provide to the client so they know they're buying a good building from factual data rather than what the broker's telling them.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, remove that. Put some facts on the table. And that's what you guys do, which is great. Again, if you're just tuning in and you missed this, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, next event, September 29th, so less than 2 weeks away. You can go to josephbernard.net. to register there or call 503-546-9390. This is the Apartment Investor Series, which is a monthly event, And then mark your calendars. Just keep a mental note for December, probably early December, the semi-annual Apartment Insider Report downstairs here at the PacWest Center in the Bing Lounge. Joe's putting the finishing touches on that presentation and getting ready to roll that one out. We'll be the first, of course, to tell you about it right here on Business Briefing. Joe, thanks again for joining us. Great information here for our listeners. And again, that website is josephbernard.net. Okay, when we come back, we'll shift gears a little bit. There's some bad news in the residential market. Nick Shivers shares that when we come back.